Hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio.
Live from Medford, Massachusetts, I would like to welcome you to today's first show of the semester, Radio Europe. Thank you. from wonderful Medford, Massachusetts. I would like to again warmly welcome you to this first semester's show from Radio Europe. So you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, the Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion and I'm very excited to greet you for a new season of Radio Europe, which this semester will be weekly every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. French time, that is 1 to 2 p.m. And I hope that you will listen to this show, stay tuned in, enjoy it as much as I enjoy preparing it and presenting it. Today's show is a little special one. It's kind of a special one because, okay, so you just listened to Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. And the reason why I'm doing this is not, especially because I do love Bach. I mean, he's great, sure, granted. But there's something else that I'd like to talk about here. Back in France, I have some friends, amazing people, who have this associations, so to say, and they produce short movies and they're producing tons of cool stuff and they're producing, you know, short movies that they project at little festivals or just, you know, for the sake and the pleasure of it. They say they're amateurs, but honestly, you can really tell, especially given the quality of what they're doing. And for the last short film, which was released yesterday, and it's called Cécilirade, which has no English literal translation, literally, because it's a made-up word. They and I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I would really encourage you to watch it, and the link is in bio, or else you can just search for Deucapy, D-E-U-K-A-P-Y on YouTube. And for that last short movie that it just produced again, they decided to do something about someone and a plastic bag. And so it's about a runaway, really, and I'm not going to say anything else because I would be spoiling it. So I decided that this show would be about runaways today, and we're going to be lucky enough to listen to the original score of that short movie that was composed by Joey Sabat, and also I sing a little in it. But we're going to be lucky enough to listen to that. That's in a moment. I hope you stay tuned. But before that, we're going to listen to other examples of runaway in European music. First runaway that you can think of when you think about runaway is the runaway from one's life, one's prison, one's job that is just, you know, very tiring, that you don't really like, and you feel trapped within that job. Well, some people flee from that, some people would like to flee from that, and this is the next song. It's from a French musical that's called Starmania, and I hope you like that. It's one of my favorite songs ever. Businessman's Blues, right now on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
J'ai du succès dans mes affaires, j'ai du succès dans mes amours. Je change souvent de secrétaire. J'ai mon bureau en haut d'une tour, d'où je vois la ville à l'envers, d'où je contrôle mon univers. Je passe la moitié de ma vie en l'air, entre New York et Singapour. Je voyage toujours en première. J'ai perdu le sens de l'humour, depuis j'ai le sens des affaires. J'ai réussi et j'en suis fier, au fond je n'ai qu'un seul regret, je fais pas ce que j'aurais voulu faire.
Qu'est-ce que tu veux mon vieux, dans la vie on fait ce qu'on veut, pas ce qu'on veut.
J'aurais voulu être un artiste pour pouvoir faire mon numéro. Quand l'avion se pose sur la piste, à Rotterdam ou à Rio, j'aurais voulu.
j'aurais voulu être un acteur. Pour tous les jours, changer de peau. Et pour pouvoir me trouver beau. Sur un grand écran en couleur. J'aurais voulu être un artiste pour avoir le monde à refaire, pour pouvoir être un anarchiste et vivre comme un millionnaire. J'aurais voulu être un artiste.
Hello again, if you're still there, and I hope you are, you're still listening to 91.5 AM, WMFO Medford, V Tufts Free From Radio. Today is the first show of my second semester here for Brady Europe, which, as you know, is a show in which we talk about Europe, we listen to music from Europe, we discuss some concepts that are especially European, and so Radio Europe, Brady Europe, that's a pun. You just listened to Le Blues du Businessman, so Businessman's Blues. If I had to sum up that song for you and tell you what it was about, it's basically about a man who's just feels trapped in his own identity and wish he could run away, which is funny because it's today's theme. Today we're talking about runaways, and again we're talking about runaways in link to my friends who have just produced this amazing short movie, which I encourage you go watch. And again, I'm just building up a tension here, but we're gonna talk about runaways in different situations, and then we're gonna listen to the original score of that short movie. So that was this first kind of runaway, the runaway from a prison in which you feel trapped, the idea that you need to move forward because your job is not what you want and your life does not look what you wished it were like. So this is the first type of runaway, but movies have also represented that very fairly, very quickly. And I'm just gonna like play you two different songs from two very different movies, completely different. First one is from Moonrise Kingdom, a Wes Anderson movie. And I'm talking about, yeah, Moonrise Kingdom is this movie in which children just run away from their families because they want to have an experience, an adventure, whatever. They want to, you know, flee from what they know at home. They want to change something. So they flee. They literally go. They literally run away. And that song is going to be from Britain, and it's going to be Cuckoo. It's a very lovely song that I love to listen to at all times. I wish it were longer, to be completely honest. And the second song that I'm going to play for you right after that, and I'm not going to transition, so you're just going to have to go with it, is a remix from, it's called We Speak No Americano, and it is a remix from L'Americano, which is an Italian song, and that song was played in a movie called La Grande Bellezza. La Grande Bellezza is an Italian movie about someone who tries to escape their own life and their own aging and the way they, you know, become old, because, spoiler alert, everybody does, by just partying their way through it. And I really think that there's two kind of runaways. So the first one being, again, that runaway of, well, it's physical, you have to leave this place. The second one being more mentally, you have to flee mentally from what's happening. Anyway, enough jibber jabber for me. I guess it's time to make you listen to our dear Benjamin Britten. And again, I hope you enjoy that song. That's it. Thank you. absolute change of mood coming up. I hope you're ready for that. I know that was a radical change of mood here. I hope you're still bearing with me. Again, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, The Tufts, Free From Radio. So what we just listened to is this type of runaway that I imagine would be either figurative or literal. And the second one is, of course, figurative, of running away from your problems in your life by partying your way through it. That was from, again, the movies. First one, Moonrise Kingdom. Second one, La Grande Bellezza. I hope you go watch them if you enjoy that type of music. And I know they have nothing to do with one another, but still, you know, Radio Up, we're here to experiment and try things out, so here we are. And you know what? The song that I'm going to play after this one also has nothing to do with what I just played before, so you're just going to have to bear with me here and listen to what I'm trying to say. We're still here doing this today's special about running away, runaways, again, always in link with this short movie that I really want you to watch. And this next song is going to be about the idea that... So we listen to Businessman's Blues thinking that some people are stuck in their prison of like a job and they need to go and you know, run away from this. And we're now going to listen to a song in which this necessity is sort of, you know, done. And this is something that is now done. And this necessity of running away has been a lightsaber. And it was necessary to stay alive and even live passionately. So we're just going to listen to Fou, which is, a band that I really like. Lots of French music today, and I'm sorry, I'll try not to be so French next time. But this is Fauve, without further ado, and I hope you enjoy that song, which is again about the necessity to run away, to live passionately, which I think is something we should all keep in mind and consider when we're 20, in our 20s at least. Enjoy.
L'odeur du fumier dans les vies et l'horreur qui pèse sur tous nos lendemains. On s'engloutit alors dans un sombre désespoir. On a peur, on a honte, et on est triste d'être humain. On réclame en pleurant une naissance nouvelle, ou du moins l'admission par baptême dans une nouvelle confrérie. Mais on redoute de ne pouvoir obtenir ni l'une ni l'autre, que le monde refuse de s'arrêter pour nous, et qu'on ne peut que le quitter d'un bond pour plonger dans une douteuse éternité. Les talismans qui définissaient notre identité s'étaient retournés contre nous. On se sent déchiré, mis en pièces et en morceaux. On comprend alors avec terreur que si on ne peut pas s'asseoir pour réunir ces morceaux et les assembler à nouveau, on va devenir fou. mais parfois se produit pourtant une manière d'événement mystérieux et éblouissant, qu'on contemple encore longtemps après, avec un émerveillement mêlé du respect qu'impose le sacré.
Hello again, and you're still listening, you're still listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, VTuft's Freeform Radio. We just listened to a very beautiful song, I think, from Fauve Tunnel. Everything, again, like all the music that I'm playing today, all the music is in the description, it is in the bio, in the playlist. If you go to WMFO.org and you just try to skim through my show, you can find like the songs that I've played. So if you really like that and enjoy that, you can find them here. But I see that we're halfway through already, or almost halfway through. In the second half, we're going to listen to this original score from Cécile Rade. We're trying to find an English translation for that. We're thinking about Bag Escape or Bag Dance, but it's not really accurate. So discussing that with my friends, we'll let you know when we find something, if we do. If we don't, you know what, I guess you could just go watch it and maybe comment a name that would, you know, be fine in English, something that you think would make sense. Or you can email me, or you can, you know, again, watch their video. Just either click the link in the bio, in bio, or you can just search Dukapy, D-E-U-K-A-P-Y, on YouTube and have a look at their last short movie, and you can tell us. You can tell us, because maybe you're gonna, you know that more than we do. Anyways, I see that we're halfway through, so there's gonna be two things I'm gonna do right now. First one is playing this. Yes. Can you hear that? I bet you can. This is a sea sound on the beach. My God, why are you doing this? So many reasons. I really like to first read today's PSA, public service announcement. And maybe as you know it, we're listening to college radio here. And this is my favorite PSA of all times. So today's PSA, 91.5 FM college radio. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio at WML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming at Wesley and Wesleyan, broadcasting from Wesley College. Support your community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. This was a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So that was the first thing I wanted to do today. We're just going to listen to the sound a little while. Do you mind? To listen to sea sound on a Monday morning when it's 7:30 and probably many people are going to work. I know it's a little cruel, but since we're talking about runaways, and I've been talking about, you know, moving a lot, running away, literally. But it can be something a little less extreme than running away. It could be walking away. The reason why I'm, you know, playing those sea sounds is because it reminded me of something. So in Normandy, that's again in France, I know, very francophone today. In Normandy, there's this place that's called, like, the Promenade from Marcel Proust, and you can just walk there, walk along the sea. It's the longest one that exists in Europe and maybe in the world. I think it's in Europe, though. No, it's probably going to be only in Europe. That's already quite a lot, though. And it's just this place where you can walk by and you can just, you know, wander about and you can listen to the sea sounds. How beautiful does that sound? The other thing I wanted to do right now was to read you an excerpt from Jean-Jacques Rousseau's Confessions, when he talks about walking and how walking is fabulous when you want to do something, and you should rather walk than just take a car, which is something we tend to forget today. So, a little Rousseau on the go. Never have I thought so much. Never have I realized in my own existence so much. Been so much alive, been so much myself, as in those journeys in which I have made alone and afoot. Walking has something in it which animates and heightens my ideas. I can scarcely think when I stay in one place. My body must be set going if my mind is to work. The sight of the country, the succession of beautiful scenes, releases my soul, gives me greater courage of thought, throws me as if I were into the midst of immensity of objects of nature. My heart, surveying one object after another, unites itself, identifies itself with those in sympathy with it, surrounds itself with delightful images, intoxicates itself with emotions the most exquisite. Well, so there was some sea sounds. That was some, you know, a little break in that show. Second part of that show is going to be dedicated to, you know, less joyful side of Runaways, to ultimately be listening to the original score from Cécile Rade. Maybe back up, just checking if someone has found a solution to that question. Cécile Rade, apparently. Anyways, and we're gonna, you know, see how Runaways can be positive, like we've seen in the first half, but how they can also be very, not if not negative, very nostalgic. And that's the first Runaway that we're gonna listen to in that second half of the show, and it's gonna be about the runaway of time and the way time flies. You can't stop it, and you can't do anything against it. And a French songwriter, again, I know a French songwriter has written something about it, and I think you should listen to it now.
Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, je caressais le temps et jouais de la vie comme on joue de l'amour, et je vivais la nuit sans compter sur mes jours qui fuyaient dans le temps. J'ai fait tant de projets qui sont restés en l'air, j'ai fondé tant d'espoirs qui se sont envolés, que je reste perdu ne sachant où aller, les yeux cherchant le ciel mais le cœur mis en terre. Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, je gaspillais le temps en croyant l'arrêter, et pour le retenir, même le devancer, je n'ai fait que courir et me suis essoufflé. Ignorant le passé, conjuguant au futur, je précédais de moi toute conversation et donnais mon avis que je voulais le bon, pour critiquer le monde avec désinvolture. Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, mais j'ai perdu mon temps à faire des folies qui ne me laissent au fond rien de vraiment précis que quelques rides au front et la peur de l'ennui. Car mes amours sont mortes avant que d'exister, mes amis sont partis et ne reviendront pas. Par ma faute, j'ai fait le vide autour de moi et j'ai gâché ma vie et mes jeunes années. Du meilleur et du pire, en jetant le meilleur, j'ai figé mes sourires et j'ai glacé mes pleurs. Où sont-ils à présent, mes 20 ans?
And this is the rap version of the same song. Not exactly the same song, the same idea
quand
though.
Je vois la vitesse à laquelle
c'est que j'ai
vu
le temps.
Quand je ne fais que du son, voilà tout. Quand les étoiles s'envolent tard et que les secondes sont volatiles. Quand les nuages là-haut se mettent à me dessiner des choses. Quand j'écris des lignes et des proses, presque comme si je me prescrive des doses. Quand je me perds et que j'atterris dans les rues d'un autre monde. À ce moment-là, ce que je vis me manque déjà. Quand je vois le ciel, quand je vois le monde, quand je vois la pluie passer dans son regard. Quand je vois l'horizon au loin, quand le temps arrive, quand je bois seul, quand je vagabonde. Quand j'ai l'impression que je ne connais que toi, quand on est connecté. Quand dans mon car neige, les seins corps neigés, des pluies de mots, mon cœur nagea, mais éprouve de tels carnages. Chaque fois que de belles choses arrivent dans ma vie, une partie de moi est terrifiée. Non pas que le bonheur me fasse peur, c'est simplement que ce que je vis me manque déjà. À chaque fois que de belles choses arrivent dans ma vie, une partie de moi est terrifiée. Non pas que le bonheur me fasse peur, c'est simplement que ce que je vis me manque déjà. Quand tes yeux viennent voler ma douleur, quand au soleil il change de couleur, quand les mots cognent tout au fond du cœur, quand nos peaux collées ne forment qu'un corps, quand les yeux de ton visage donnent sur des fenêtres immenses, quand je me rends compte que ça ne vaut plus la peine d'être si grand, quand une idée vient me tirer du fond de mes nuits, quand ton regard me demande au fond dis-moi non, quand la musique me tire du noir de mes questions, quand tes mains tachent, tes te bleus peignent les jours qu'il nous reste ensemble, quand j'ouvre un vieux tiroir et que j'y trouve les clés de mon enfance, quand je compte mon récit et que du premier essai les mots coulent comme un fleuve, quand s'en va ma raison et que d'un coup je ressens ce que je vis me manque déjà. Quand les heures s'en vont pour nous laisser toute la nuit, quand les moments se suspendent et que le temps disparaît un instant pour la vie, quand nos longs ennuis déchirent le fil du temps qui passe, qu'ils engloutissent les secondes, convertissent le meilleur en pire, sache que ce que je vis me manque déjà, ce que je vis, ouais, ce que je vis me manque déjà, ce que je vis. À chaque fois que de belles choses arrivent dans ma vie, une partie de moi est terrifiée. Non pas que le bonheur me fasse peur, c'est simplement que ce que je vis me manque déjà. À chaque fois que de belles choses arrivent dans ma vie, une partie de moi est terrifiée. Non pas que le bonheur me fasse peur, c'est simplement que ce que je vis me manque déjà.
It is 7:39 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford, V Tufts Free From Radio. My name is Maren and I'm very happy that you're tuning in and listening to this semester's first Radio Europe. Today's theme is Runaways, and if you enjoyed the last song, which is called Ce que je vis me manque déjà, so what I'm experiencing right now, I already miss. And if you do like that song, and especially the piano line that's in that song, know that the pianist is going to play in Somerville in a couple of weeks, and I would really encourage you go see him. He's called Sofiane Pamar. He's an amazing pianist. He does great things, and it's here. So, you know, just leaving that out, throwing that out in the air. So, as I was saying, today's theme is about runaways because, again, and I'm going to repeat that over and over again, my friends have this collective that is called Ducapai, maybe if you say it in the English way. They're from France. They're producing amazing short movies, and they're producing those movies by themselves, and they're doing it with a quality that's honestly pretty dazzling when you're not used to watching movies and when you don't really know how they work. They put a lot of effort into what they do. They're being very professional in the way they deal with this, and so they're doing everything from scratch. They just released another short movie, which is about a bag and a runaway. I'm not going to say anything else. I really hope you go watch it. If you do, you can leave a comment, whatever, but just go watch it. That would be very helpful to them. They would be very happy to see that, you know, on the other side of Atlantic, someone else is watching. Anyways, so I decided to do this special for my first show and talk about runaways and talk about their own thing and listen to the original score. And I decided that the first part of the show was dedicated to positive runaways and runaways that we wished happened, runaways that we want to happen, runaways from boring jobs, runaways from our boring life, runaways from, I'm sorry, inertia. And the second part is dedicated to runaways that are a little less positive. And the first, this first two songs are about nostalgia and how time flies. And this last song, and this is where we're going to come to the actual original score. There's a thought process here. We're going to come to the original score. Is a song by our dear Franz Schubert. And it's El König. El König is from Goethe's poem about someone who's being chased by a monster. And again, we're getting closer to Joey's music from that. I'm just going to let you enjoy that last song, and then we're going to play the actual original score, world premiere, from Du Café Sassilérad. I hope you enjoy this last Franz Schubert song. Good morning, Medford. You're still listening to 91.5 FM. It is still WMFM Medford, VTUFT's Freeform Radio. And I've just been playing a lot of songs today about running away and runaways. And I've told you this was today's special theme because of my friends who have released this amazing production of a new short movie. They're just, you know, they've developed by themselves. They've done it from scratch. And again, I cannot stress how impressive that is. And so
One of my friends has composed the music and the score for that actual short film, and I thought I would play it today just for you, for your sweet ears. And bear in mind that this is the world premiere, and this is the first time you'll hear that in America and probably in the entire world. So, you know, you're kind of lucky being there this morning with me to listen to that. So the way he worked on that music, at least from what I understood, Joey, I hope this is right. If you're listening, I hope I'm not saying anything that is wrong. Anyways, the way he worked in the process for that score and music sheets that he produced was that he would take a theme for each character and sort of like a main theme, musical theme, and then develop it into something that would be very epic. And so the way that it worked was that he tried doing that. And so he first composed a very quiet, sort of very small theme about this man who just goes, you know, out from work, goes back home, who's just like a regular guy. Basically, every one of us, when, you know, we're watching those videos of cats laughing on the internet when we walk back home, that happened to me once, I have to admit. And visibly, so it seems that it happens a lot to the main character of this short movie. And so he first composed the theme for that character. This is it. Something a little clumsy. I'm personally fully in love with that glockenspiel that he just did and did he just created for that short movie. So again, if you have not tuned in yet and you're just tuning in now, well, welcome. You're listening to Radio Europe on 91.5 FM, WMF for Medford, V Tufts Free From Radio. And today we're talking about Runaways, and we're talking Runaways because I want to make you listen to some Runaway music. This last song for today, and I really hope you enjoy it as much as I do, is the main, the original score that is actually used in the short movie, and even a longer version of that. And that's in the short movie that I've talked about quite a lot during this hour. If you have not heard it yet, my friends from France have released another short movie that they're producing from scratch by themselves, and they've done it very professionally, and I really enjoyed that movie. And I thought they deserved, you know, the other side of the Atlantic to hear from it. And I thought that Medford and WMFO especially would be the place to, you know, talk about it. What you have to know about this score is that it was also a collaboration in between friends in the US, actually. Why, you may ask? Because, so Joey Sabat is the one who composed the music. He's also an amazing composer, and he composed many other songs. He composed basically, I think, every score from De Capis. So every short movie you'll go and see, he has composed the music of, which is very impressive to me. And it was just a challenge for him to compose that, because he does not usually, I think, make orchestra music, and this is what he did, and it is very well made. So he did that, and then Martin, who's the other producer from that short movie, asked me if I wanted to do something with it, and if I wanted to sing a little. And Yes, I used to sing that. That used to happen in my life beforehand. Anyways, I said yes. And so I was here first semester and I had to do that from afar. And I had to use the SMFA studios to basically just record myself singing and then send it over to them. And then they mixed it. And then it was basically a transatlantic cooperation. And I guess we can be very proud of that. But Tufts somehow, and the SMFA especially, has been of great help in that process because I could actually use their studio. So I guess it's time to make a listen to the original score of Cécile Rade, music composed by Joey Sabah. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I'll probably be back a little bit after we finish listening to that one. And I hope you have an amazing day. And I hope, again, that you enjoy this score, which I think is very well made. Enjoy. Okay, dear listeners, did that blow your mind or is it just me? Because I got my mind pretty blown by this banger. So you've just been listening to the original score of this short movie from Decapy. Again, spelling it out for you, D-E-U-K-A-P-Y. And the name of the short movie specifically is Cécile Rade, which spells out as S-A-C-E-L-E-R-A-D-E. Pretty long. Decapy, Cécile Rade. If you just look for Decapy on YouTube, so D-E-U-K-A-P-Y, you'll be able to find their YouTube channel and then you'll be able to just, you know, I think you know how to use internet, but you just click on the video and like the title and then you'll find it and you'll be able to listen to that song again and again and again because it has not been released as for now as a song on its own because it's part of the movie in itself, of a short movie. I don't think it will be released on its own. Don't think so. So basically what you heard here was pretty unique. It was just the only chance that you had to listen to it on the radio without the actual movie. And what can I tell you about the movie? Again, what I can tell you is very little because I've always been spoiling you, but I can tell you that it's a movie about a man, a plastic bag, and everything that happens in between. That's it. That's how I would sum up this movie. I think I'm a little early today. So let me just say a couple of things before I actually leave and leave the floor to the next person or the next show on WMFM Medford. So you're still listening to Radio Europe. This was my first show for this semester, and I'm extremely excited to announce that last semester was bi-weekly. This semester is going to be a weekly rendezvous that we can have to listen to music from Europe, talk about Europe, you know, think about Europe as a whole concept, and basically just enjoy our time together. So that's the first thing. We're going to meet, if you wish, and if you're with me on this, and I hope you are, we're going to meet each week from 7 to 8 a.m. Boston time, or 1 to 2 p.m. French time, Paris time. And you're going to still be listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, and it's going to be Radio Europe, and I'm going to try to make exciting themes, exciting series for you. That was the first thing. I hope you tune in next week. I'll be delighted to have you here, have someone, you know, listen to my little jibber-jabber. It's always, you know, nice and playful. The other thing is, if you haven't noticed, I've been trying to do something a little special this morning, trying to play songs and music from De Capis, Ça c'est l'ira, their new short movie that has just been released, that was yesterday actually, so less than 24 hours ago. And if people from Medford, if people from the US, if people from Tufts, basically anyone could just go and watch it, that would be very amazing, and I would be extremely happy to have you watch it. Again, spelling it out one last time for you. De Capis is D-E-U-K-A-P-Y. De Capis, D-E-U-K-A-P-Y. You can find their YouTube channel, you can find their Instagram, which is also named De Capis. You can find basically everything and anything. As long as you find it, they're going to be delighted. So that was it for me today, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. I hope you tune in next week to the second episode of Radio Europe, which, again, I will be very much enjoying. And this is it. I think I'm going to leave you here, and thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to go watch, and I'll see you later.
Rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.